WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
American TV viewers have long puzzled at those Japanese science fiction movies that are dubbed into English, but our language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg says he once learned a whole new language from dubbed films.
There are a lot of reasons for the success of English as a world language, but some credit certainly should go to Hollywood. From Singapore to Paris to Buenos Aires, millions of people have taken their first English lessons from Humphrey Bogart and John Wayne, or in the case of my French-born wife, from Casper the Friendly Ghost. But I have rather a special claim to fame. Bogart and Wayne taught me Italian. This was in 1978, when I was hanging around Rome with a Fulbright fellowship in my pocket and a lot of time on my hands. I didn't know enough Italian to follow Italian movies, so I wound up spending a lot of evenings going to American movies that were dubbed in Italian. These I could follow, since I'd seen them all before. In fact, I soon learned a number of useful Italian expressions. I might not know how to ask for the bus to the stazione, but I knew how to say, "We'll always have Paris." At first, I confess, I found it a little unsettling watching Humphrey Bogart turn to Dooley Wilson in Casablanca and say in this deep Roman voice, "Suonala, Sam." The Italians always used actors with deep voices to dub the heroes of American films, which often sounded funny because very few of our great macho actors have had macho voices. I suppose the Italians would have laughed if anybody had tried to dub Bogart with a realistic lisp or tried to replicate John Wayne's stammering, creaky tenor. After a while, though, the dubbing didn't disconcert me so much anymore. Most people who go to foreign language films in America have a horror of dubbing, as if the whole filmic experience is ruined if they can't hear the actors reciting their lines in the original Czech or Hindi. But actually, you get less out of that authenticity than you might suppose. We have a vivid memory of the voices of English-speaking actors, for example. But can you recall the voices of actors whom you've only heard speaking a language that you don't know, say Gerard Depardieu or Ugo Tognazzi or Brigitte Bardot? Most people can't. It's hard to make anything of a voice when you don't understand the language being spoken. I doubt if the Italians would have appreciated the unusual quality of Bogart's voice, even if they had seen the film with the original soundtrack. Dubbing has another virtue when it's done the Italian way. As it happens, the Italians dub all their films, even the ones with Italian actors. As a result, they don't listen to movie dialogue the way we do, as a recording of what the actors are actually saying as they're being filmed. They tend to think of the voices they hear as a kind of oral subtitle, as if the dialogue were being recited by other actors standing outside the frame. For this reason, they don't think of foreign language films as an exotic entertainment. Italy is a country where ordinary people actually go to see movies made abroad. In fact, the Italian attitude toward foreign films is much closer to what things must have been like in the days before sound, when film relied on action, not language, to make its point. It was only after I'd been living in Italy for a while that I came to appreciate what the great silent directors like Eisenstein were getting at, when they said that sound would be the end of the cinema as a genuinely universal art form. Now, I realize that we're not about to adopt the Italian system here. To make it work, you'd have to dub everybody in English, not just Mastroianni and Deneuve, but Barbara Streisand and Woody Allen, too. And I don't imagine people would be willing to put up with that. On the other hand, think what the procedure might do for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.